This is Magic. That's M-A-J-I-C coming to you via the BelowTopSecret.com member podcast network. And the topic is Magic on Magic. I'm back. Oh, lucky you. Yeah, after a couple weeks on the road, I am now back home. And who was it? John Denver might say it. Hey, it's good to be back home again, or something like that. Or maybe as Sam Gamgee might say, well, I'm back. Mr. Whoopi, thanks, but concerns about podcast volume seem unwarranted. Just in the last couple of weeks. Wow, look at all these podcasts. I'm checking this out on iTunes, and I've got a huge number of them to download. And some of them are very large. Oh, we'll see about that. I'll download them as fast as I can. But my connection really does suck. And wow, look at all the stuff that's going on. I mean, you leave ATS for a couple of weeks, and what happens? Just everything happens. When I left, the COINTELPRO business was the drama du jour. And not surprisingly, it seems to have dried up. I'll cry tomorrow. I'm trying out Audacity for my podcast, and I'm using it for this one. It seems only fitting that if I'm going to pontificate on podcasting in my podcasting workshop thread, I should try out some of the programs my fellow members are using. So far, so good. Looks like fun. I might just start using Audacity instead. Nice little piece of software, and I love the price. I guess I'd better get busy continuing the downloading of podcasts on my ultra-slow connection. According to iTunes, I have 4.3 days of podcasts from the ATS feed. That's 4.3 days worth of listening, and I know that iTunes isn't showing all of them. For the feeds that aren't updated frequently in iTunes seem to lose some of the podcasts. I don't know why, but maybe Skeptic would know. Yeah, I'm sure he'll get on that right away because he's not busy, right? beware, I'm back, and I guess I'm going to play with this Audacity some more and do some more podcasting. So the feeds are not safe. And so on that note of warning, until next time, be well, friends.